Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Say it in the street, that's a knockout.
Did you ask President Putin to meet with you?
About what?
About Ukraine.
Of course I did. I talked to him about it. I said, when are we going to end this, Vladimir? I've known him for a long time now. I said, when are we going to end this bloodshed, this bloodbath? It's a bloodbath. And I do believe he wants to end it. You know, when I made the call, I told the people last night, I spoke to the heads of the different countries, Germany and Finland, we had Italy, as you know, and UK was on the line today, and a couple of others. And then they were in turn calling everyone. Ursula was there from the European Union. She was terrific. And we spoke for a long time about it. And they got a problem. It's a big, big problem.
So President Trump speaking about what is taking place right now, currently, conversations, a multi-hour phone call, as I recall, with Vladimir Putin. Trump continues to try to be the mediator to end this war. And we want to get to the bottom of it with our guest, Senator Jim Talent, once again with us here. He's a former United States Senator from Missouri, as well as Congressman and Chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Senator, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Annie. Always good to be on.
Well, I appreciate that. What do you make of Donald Trump's persistence with trying to mediate this Russia-Ukraine war, trying to reach it at an end? But it also seems as though he's never overextended what he's willing to do. He just consistently says this war needs to end, as he's called it a bloodbath there. Is he helping get this to a natural end between these two leaders?
Yes, I think he is. I think it's fair to say he is. I think there is a negotiation dance going on between two leaders who understand negotiations. So Trump wanted Putin to agree to a ceasefire before they sat down. And Putin understands that once there's a ceasefire, once the fighting starts, the logic of the negotiations cut in, and Putin probably can't start the war again. And his advantage in this is that he is currently gradually winning on the battlefield, albeit a great cost. So at the same time, what Putin came back with was, okay, I will sit down, but first you have to agree basically to everything I want in negotiations. Trump refused to do that. So now what they're doing is they're going to be, at least I think there's going to be discussions between Putin and Zelensky, but without the ceasefire. So Putin didn't get what he wanted. We didn't agree to his conditions before talking. We didn't get what we wanted. He didn't agree to a ceasefire before talking. So there hasn't been any movement, in my opinion, either forward or backwards. And the dance continues.
I can't imagine that. I know President Trump said, you know, day one, I'll have this thing done. But these are not easy negotiations. And if you can't satisfy what either leader is demanding, then it could be a stalemate. President Trump goes to the Middle East last week, and there was a suggestion that maybe at the end that he could swing by. Was it Turkey or something to potentially meet with the leaders. That didn't end up materializing. But it's just, it's wild to me to know all of the different things that took place in the Middle East last week. And that just seems like that happened forever ago. He's such a busy man. What was your assessment of the president's trip to the Middle East?
We're doing an awful lot. Well, I've given him a very high grade on the Middle Eastern trip. I thought he had three objectives, and it seems very much like he got all of them. I mean, the stated objective, and probably the most important one, was to get investments in the United States. This is a core priority of President Trump, to rebuild the manufacturing base in the country, including the defense industrial base. And he got major commitments from all of the countries to do that. I think particularly significant is the Saudi commitment to buy, I think it's $160 billion from the American defense industry, which also will let us closer to them, because when you buy defense products from a country, you need the spare parts, you need the know-how, et cetera. And then also the Qataris are buying 140 aircraft from Boeing, which Boeing certainly needs now. So that was a success. He talked with them about all the different issues in the Middle East. I think I won't go into detail, but Gaza, I think he was probably laying the basis for what I think is going to be necessary, which is attacking Iran's nuclear infrastructure. And then, of course, the Syria stuff was very high profile, and I liked what happened there. The Syrian government, we want it to be a conservative Sunni regime along the line of the Saudis or the UAE, not a radical Sunni regime. So we're offering them carrots, lifting sanctions, and then they have to commit, and I think have committed, to not militarizing the South, which would be a threat to Israel, not allowing Iran to resupply Hezbollah through Syria, and also not attacking the Kurds in the Northeast. So we'll see how all that works out. One other thing, not to go on too long, is the broader message Trump gave in his Saudi speech, which was, look, we don't want to interfere with your domestic policies, but we want the kind of connection that will prosper both countries. That's a direct response to the Chinese narrative, which is, we're not going to interfere with your domestic policies, but we're going to help you get rich, except the Chinese do it by sending in Chinese firms using Chinese employees and locking up resources and markets. So these countries would rather deal with the United States. And I think that was, I really like that. I think Trump is beginning to use the American narrative, in this case of prosperity and opportunity, to gain partners.
Yeah, he's been very consistent with that in his first term and his second term, the way he does foreign policy. It often has to do with investment, prosperity, maybe even a little capitalism here and there. Senator Jim Talent speaking with us right now. I wanted to ask you about the announcement yesterday, President Trump, along with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, announcing the construction of a Golden Dome, $25 billion in initial funding for the project, expecting it to cost upwards of $175 billion overall. It'll probably end up costing more than that. But they say that is a next generation game changer, protecting the American homeland from outside adversaries. Your thoughts when you heard this news?
Well, you're going to get another longish answer, but it's a really important subject. I mean, he issued an executive order on this in late January. So clearly, I mean, like within a week of taking off. So clearly this is a policy that he and his people had mapped out, you know, when he was out of office. So the Golden Dome. It was called originally an Iron Dome for the United States. Now it's called the Golden Dome, a classic Trump name, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
he might call one of his hotels that, you know. Okay, so it's a system of systems. I'll get to that in just a second. That's designed to defend against all airborne threats, primarily missiles, but also, you know, hypersonic glide platforms, drones, cruise missiles, as well as ballistic missiles. And it's designed to be able to shoot down those threats in all three of the phases: the launch phase when it's boosting, the inertial phase when it's in the outside the atmosphere and it's just traveling by inertia, and then also the reentry or terminal phase. To do that, you need a very sophisticated, as I said, a system of systems. You need very sophisticated sensors and detection systems, Most of that will be space-based. We're already building some satellite constellations to be able to do that. That has to be integrated in with systems of interceptors on the ground, in the air, and again in space. That's going to be a major challenge because we haven't done that in space yet. And that has to be integrated into command and control, which will be AI-empowered. So it's a massive effort. I think the technology, a lot of the technology is available. I think it can be developed. They picked the right person, General Goodling, who's the vice chief of space operations in the Space Force. They're not going to get it done in 3 years. Again, very classic of Trump, but they could get initial capabilities that quickly if they do it right. And it would be really important. It's also going to be outside. It's going to include other allies, too. I mean, Trump's already talking about Canada. So, yes, it ought to be a priority. It's not going to be cheap. It's one of the reasons we need a $1 trillion defense budget, to be frank.
Yeah. Does that include the Golden Dome? We kind of talked about this off air, kind of tongue in cheek, but realistically, Hawaii and Alaska?
Oh, sure.
Because Alaska
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
See, Russia from Alaska. So,
yeah, particularly Alaska, we already have ground-based interceptors. This is similar in concept to what Reagan proposed. I mean, he wanted a system that would, again, be able to shoot down missiles in all three phases, although he was talking about ballistic missiles, mostly in the nuclear context. Well, things have changed since then. We have a number of missile defense systems. We have ground-based interceptors. We have THAAD. Now I'm challenged to come up with the words for that acronym. Mm-hmm. We have the Aegis, which is a sea-based system, and we have a Patriot, which is a theater system. But this is going to be vastly more sophisticated, and it should produce a lot of good spinoffs and technological changes. I mean, mm-hmm. One thing that I think is very important in this, and when I do these advisory commissions, this is a constant message from me to the Department of Defense, is figure out what capabilities you need and tell the private sector that.
Yeah.
Don't tell them the technologies you think you need because you're handcuffing them. Let them tell you how they're going to give you the capabilities and be open to different kinds of thinking.
I think the kids would call that let them cook.
I'll use that in the future.
Yeah, next interview you do, the higher profile, the better. Just say, let them cook, and you
let
will probably
cook,
be
baby.
Viral.
They'll probably come out. If I give them that slogan, we'll probably see it in the department. Hegseth will probably be talking about, we're going to let them cook.
Amen to that. I'm counting on you. You don't even have to cite it here. Just trust me, the kids are saying it.
He calls me every day. No, he doesn't.
Last question before we let you go.
Get a message through. Okay.
Senator Talent, you mentioned Space Force, and it just kind of spurred a question here right off the top of my head about, that was an implementation of Donald Trump. People made fun of him because, of course, if Trump, people make fun of him for it. But when he implemented that, it was kind of a joke at first. How has Space Force done since its implementation?
Well, they had to what the military calls stand it up, which is very difficult. In other words, you're starting a whole new force, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, which are part of the Navy, and now a Space Force. Had to, they had to pick chief. They had to do all that stuff. I think given that, they've done pretty well. They've been focusing a lot on our satellite architecture, which obviously it's a space force, and made some pretty good fundamental decisions about what they want to do with that. So, you know, the Biden administration, I don't like to be overly critical, but I mean, it wasn't very energetic about anything. But I mean, I don't think they took steps back during that process. So I think we're doing pretty well. Now, we did have a Space Command as part of the Air Force. The president's decision was we needed a separate service, which was a very reasonable decision. I mean, the other alternative was to really carve out its own enclave within the Air Force, like the nuclear Navy is within the Navy. I mean, it's part of the Navy, but it has its own procedures, its own separate promotion structure. But he wanted a separate force, and that's a very reasonable way of dealing with it. The Chinese did it a few years ago. They have their own, they took the rocket force and they blended it in with a new service that does not only, you know, their missiles, but also their space.
Well, it's a lot of development, I'm sure, yet to go. But somebody commented on here, Senator, that if you say let them cook in an interview, people are going to think it's an AI interview. That's kind of funny. I can't wait to hear
exactly.
it.
Well, it's going to be a lot of AI interview. a lot of AI is going to be part of this Golden Dome. I mean, we have to stay ahead. America is ahead. If you look at the entirety of the economy, you know, the commercial as well as governmental, we're ahead on AI, but we need to do a better job of adapting it to uses like this. It's a huge priority, of course, you know, for the administration. We got to multitask. We got to walk and chew gum at the same time in order to meet all these threats. And the hour is late. I mean, I don't kid people. We're in an era of permanently heightened risk because of bad decisions that have been made in the past. But we're still the United States. We can come back quick.
Amen to that. Senator Talent, your time is precious to us. Thank you for being with us today. It's good to have you.
You're welcome as always.
All right, let's do it again. Take care. Bye-bye. Former United States Senator from Missouri, former Congressman, Chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council, cooking on the Andy Fry Show.
Well, when he said that the Biden administration really just wasn't really enthusiastic about anything.
Anything.
I was thinking, were they just letting him cook? But that wasn't the appropriate usage of that phrase.
No.
In my personal opinion.
No.
Which is why I didn't say it.
The let him cook phrase in the Biden context could be taken differently.
You know what, though?
That's not what the kids mean.
They didn't let it cook concerning the border. They actively did that. They were really enthusiastic about some things, just not good things.
If Senator Talent is on some high-profile interview, and for the record, I don't really consider this to be a high-profile interview. We're grateful for his time. And he says, you know, hand it over to those engineers and let them cook. I'll fall off my chair.
I've never heard kids say that before, so that's news to me,
too. You haven't heard
it. I've never heard kids say most things. I don't listen to kids much.
That's true.
I don't care for them.
I try hard to not listen to them, but they're always around me.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ryan Wiggins, America is signs you cross the line from being frugal to being cheap. The amount of self-help that we go through in Wiggins, America is profound.
Constant. Well, we need it. Really? Don't we need it? You all need it.
We?
Yeah. You, Brad,
whatever,
everyone listening,
whatever
except me.
You need to say, Ryan. Frugal to being cheap with Ryan Wiggins next, don't quit.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.